This is where we break through the traumas and the mental illnesses that are holding amazing parents back from their dream family life. You can find more resources at wandahoward.com. Thanks for joining us, and let's get started. Welcome back, everybody, to the Successful Parents Podcast. I am your host, Wanda Howard, and we're back to talk about a session that I had with Douglas Richens. It was incredible, the different things that we learned. There were some things that were pretty hard for me. And so let's dive into all the details of it, so that way you can start to see if this is something that sounds helpful for your own life, but as well as even if tips and tricks that you can walk away with from this podcast, that is a huge, huge benefit that I want to make sure that I'm able to give to you guys. I know that there's stuff that Doug knows that I'm not the expert in, so he would be better to dive into the details of that, and I will have him back on my podcast next episode. So make sure to stay tuned for that, because he will definitely dive in more. But this is just for you to be able to walk away, see what's working, what's not working for me, and get an idea of for yourself of what kind of results are you paying attention to in your own life. I think with therapy, that is something, or coaching, it's something that can feel pretty just like free falling, and it's hard to tell if progress is being made, because there's a lot of emotional things going on inside of us all of the time, and there's a lot of work that we need to be doing to grow as people. Even if we don't have trauma or mental illness, there's just growth. So how do we know if we're actually making progress, if it's actually healing trauma, if it's just something that's normal and natural that we need to be working on, and why does it even matter? So these are some of the takeaways first that I came to with those questions is, one, when it comes to therapy and when it comes to trying to make progress through traumas and mental illness, is it needs to really feel like progress. I have gone to therapy for a long time with lots of different therapists and different kind of therapy. And every time if I am going and I walk away and I'm feeling like I don't know if that helped, then there's two things that I need to be doing. One, it has helped me a ton of making a list, writing everything down of what exactly I am feeling, or either physically or mentally or emotionally, and what things I want to be feeling, where am I trying to get to? Because then I'm able to have a better gauge of, okay, I went into therapy session or coaching session feeling, thinking, experiencing these things, and now I'm walking away closer to the points that I actually want to be at. So that's one thing that if you walk away wondering, did I really get anything out of it? Definitely try making a list of where you are and where you want to be, and see if you feel like you're closer to any of those things after the session. Another thing, though, that I've really noticed is if I walk away feeling more violated, so to speak, if I walk away feeling less of a human, if I walk away feeling like, dang it, I am messed up, I won't ever get this right, this is pointless, it doesn't have to mean that there is something specifically wrong with that therapist or that coach, that counselor, whoever it is that you're seeing. It doesn't have to mean that they're terrible or doing everything wrong. But I've learned over and over that you don't just have to just buckle down and take it and keep going back to those sessions if that's what you're experiencing, that it is good and healthy and kind to move on to somebody else that you feel more inspired by the end of it. And that is one of the key things that I have realized with therapy, is if you don't walk away feeling uplifted, motivated, inspired, just like there's a fire beneath you that you can go further than what you could before, then it's not worth it. Don't don't just keep going back to something that makes you feel even more weighed down. Even if you're not sure what kind of therapy you want or that's out there or that you want to be doing, or if there's another therapist that could help you, if it's weighing you down, then really ask yourself, what are your goals? Where do you want to go? And then start believing that there is someone out there that can help you achieve that. Because I guarantee you there is. There is so many resources at our disposal right now that if we are willing to search for, we can find them. But we'll never find them if we just settle and say, well, this is what therapy is, and it sucks to feel this way, but I can't do this alone, so I'll just keep trudging on. There is hope. There is people. So there's my tangent. There is my preaching on that. Make sure that you're walking away from your coaching, counseling, therapy, whatever it is, with a fire underneath you afterwards, that you feel inspired, you feel hopeful, and you're ready to take on the world again. Even if that's a piece, oh man, I love it when it's not necessarily this tons of energetic energy that I feel after a session. Instead, it's this peace of just, there is space, there's time, this moment is beautiful, and I don't have to rush. Like, that is an energy, a beautiful energy all of its own. So with this session with Doug, the first part of it, what we went through, was the education part of it. And it was so cool. He had these slides up that were super helpful. The environment in the office, I was able to go in person, which you don't have to do when working with him, but it was very cool to be able to do that. But he had slides and different things that, for me, that's super helpful since I am very hands-on person. I like the being able to feel and see and learn things through visual. So the slides were helpful, and he just went through a whole lot of ways and portions of our brain and how it works. And as he was going through, it just became more and more just accepted in my own mind that, okay, this is going, like, I can actually change my emotion. I can change the belief and feeling behind some of these memories that I still have. And before, I kind of felt, I was worried about, and I talked about it in one of the previous episodes, but worried about just, what if I'm just justifying? Like, is it really okay when going through a hard situation and I'm feeling guilty about it or feeling sad about it to go back and rewire what I felt about it? Like, that, like, isn't that just justifying my actions? And we kind of need that conscious part of ourselves. So that was kind of where my brain was. But after going through just therapy with Doug, that helped a ton to start realizing, or at least feeling, the difference. And then going through these slides and the educational part of what Doug shared, it really did change, like, how much I was able to understand what was happening and the difference between creating a new emotional stability and just being triggered all the time. So, for example, some of the memories that we went through, I still can see them. I still know that they were wrong. I still, like, know that there was pain there, but I no longer feel that pain in the present. I no longer feel this like I'm running for my life, or I'm terrified, or that there is this overwhelming, I am still that person, even though it's been 20 years later. Like, it's just a very much of a putting it to bed kind of feeling, where I can still look back on those memories and I still know the emotion that I had and I still know what it was like, but I'm no longer feeling it now. I'm no longer, my heart rate isn't going up and my breathing isn't going up and, or getting harder. And I'm still grounded in the present, which is so cool. Like, I have gotten pretty far on my own in those areas, but there was parts that just felt like they were out of reach, and I couldn't figure out how do I was being very mindful and doing all of the motivational sayings in the morning. I can't think of the name for those, but just trying to have a good mindset and positive attitudes and all the things that we hear about of how powerful our mind is. But I still was feeling like it was still out of reach to be able to think about memories or talk about memories without this huge overarching feeling that I was back in them, that I was that scared little kid and that I was going to be doomed to never be able to talk about it with others. And I kind of took being scared about it and still that trigger feeling about it in the present as kind of this sign of, okay, that's, if this is that terrible, feels that terrible to talk about, it must not be good to talk about, which is totally wrong. It's just that it's normal when going through traumatic experiences that your body still experiences those traumatic events if it hasn't done the healing too. So with the educational part of the session, going through helping ground some core beliefs and understanding of how things work, that our brains are so fascinating and so capable of supporting us and changing and growing into what we need them to be in the present. So then another thing that he talked about was two hearts are easier to calm than one. And this was just, he talked about several different techniques that went in to helping our heart rates calm. And there's several of them, but I will go into one of them. Again, he's the expert. When he's on the show, we'll have to talk more about all of these things. But just to give you an idea and something that you can walk away with so that you could start using is he talked about our heart rates are, they could be very high when we're stressed out and anxiety. And so when we're able to find the heartbeat of somebody else who is calm, that helps us, our own heart, to regulate down. So one of the things that we did was I put my hands on one on top of the other and I placed them on his chest where I could feel his heartbeat. And I started to, like, my heart was able to feel his heartbeat more and my breath was able to feel his breathing more and I was able to calm down. In one of the situations during the session where I got pretty worked up and triggered by some of the memories we were working through. So that was both really cool and something super fascinating that also happened was, so for me, touch and physical interaction is both exciting and terrifying. Because as a human, as my personality, who I am, I love hugs. I love bumping into each other and I love just teasing each other and I love putting my arm around people. I love those things, but I also have felt such a strong, like, resistance towards them. And like, just like my skin gets all prickly and I don't even want people to touch me and I don't want to touch other people. And I've gotten to the point that with my husband and my kids, totally great. There is nothing at all ever anytime that touching in any way is not okay. I'm like, I love my kids' cuddles. That's was a huge thing for me. That was not normal. I used to just really be flooded every time that they would climb on me. But with my husband, sex at the beginning of our marriage was not enjoyable for me at all. And it took a lot of years to work through that. Now, all those areas of life are amazing and beautiful and wonderful. And I've gotten to this point where I'm like, okay, I want to know how to have interactions with people who don't know me, a stranger, a acquaintance, a person that I would like to get to know better. How do I interact with them physically without being triggered and without having to talk to them about all of the things that I'm going through? Because with my husband, I was able to, we were in a committed relationship. He wanted to help me as much as I wanted to help him. So I was able to kind of talk through with him of like, okay, this is what I'm going through when you touch me like this. And this is the memories that it brings up. And so it's not that I don't like you, but this is what I'm dealing with. And so just be patient with me. And he would respond and be like, okay, that makes sense. Thanks for telling me. And as he was patient with me, it helped me feel like I could trust him and rely on him. And but it took a lot of time, a lot of effort. And we're both glad that we're here where we are. But with a friend, with somebody that you want to get to know, with building your circle of people in your life, you want to be able to interact with them and casual handshakes, bumping against each other's shoulders, putting each other's arm around each other to say good job, giving each other a fist bump or giving each other hugs. And at times, those can be pretty triggering for me. And I wanted to know how to get past that, how to not feel that way. When Doug asked for me to put my hands on his chest, there was like such a flood of emotions that happened right then of one of how could you ask me to do that? Don't, like, you know what we're working through right now, and I don't want any kind of physical touch. And then two was, that's really bizarre that him asking me to do that is so wrong. And then kind of spinning into this spiral of fighting with myself, of just feeling frustrated that in my 30s, I'm still not sure how to handle this part of living with people. And also the awareness that my brain has been able to get to, of being able to recognize, like, we are safe, everything's fine, this is cool, let's try it out, let's see what happens, let's see what the mental and emotional reaction is behind this. And he was very respectful. The exercise went well. My heart rate did go down. I did find, though, that in that moment of high anxiety, that I found that his breathing helped more than the heart rate, because it took me a lot longer to even notice a heart rate. So that's interesting. Maybe when he comes on the show, we'll go more into that. But one of the things that this started to bring up for me is he started talking about, he might put his hand, like, there's a part of the session where you lay down and you get all snuggled up on a couch and he's just sitting there. And if you get too triggered or traumatized, that he would reach over and touch my foot. He never did end up doing this because I never went far enough, and he knew what we were working through with sexual abuse and different things like that, that he never did end up touching me. But when he said, I'm going to put my hand on your foot or on your ankle, it will still be above the blanket, it'll be very safe, I started to notice that there were some very strong physical, like, reactions inside of me of, I didn't like it at all. That sounded like icky and frustrating, and it was just hard. And so I wanted to share that because I want it to be very clear and very real that going through therapy, triggers, emotions, things like that are very normal to have pop up and are very okay to have pop up. And as I shared them with him and talked about them, my understanding grew, things got better, and we were able to work through them in timeline therapy as well. And it was a very good experience. But I just don't want to give this false idea that going through it, I was happy the whole time and there was no triggers and he never did anything that made me feel uncomfortable, because that was uncomfortable for me to put my hands on his chest. That was uncomfortable for me to just have him say that he was going to touch my feet. Those things were both very hard. But by this point, it's been 4 days now since our session, and I have noticed a dramatic decrease in my physical just tingling sensation every time somebody's around, of just feeling like there's space for me. And we went to church, and there were several people who came up, and without even really thinking about it, I just kind of gave them a hug. And as we were hugging, I was like, holy cow, that wasn't even hard. I didn't even think about it. I didn't stress or anything. I just reached out and gave him a hug. And how nice was that? And it was just very, it's just felt very calm and very like my senses are putting together different passageways where they don't feel like they have to tell me that I need to freak out. And this was another like thing that I've been starting to realize is before my body has been my defense. My body has tried to stay like alert and on guard all my life to try and tell me when something is too far or dangerous or I should get out of it. And so it's kind of always like just this tingly on alert sensation. Because I've never, as a kid especially, I wasn't allowed to trust my intellect, to trust the spirit inside of me, to trust the light that I had or my conscience, that those things weren't enough. That if I said, this guy is making me feel uncomfortable, and then he counteracted saying, she's ridiculous, like I never did any of those things, that if it wasn't a full body contact, lots of physical interaction, that I probably didn't have any right to say that I wasn't comfortable. That's what I felt like, that who am I to say that this was a bad situation when nothing bad actually happened? And that's a really harmful place for us to be in mentally, because we do have a conscience. We do have a spirit. We do have this ability, this light of Christ within us that does enable us to sense what's going on in the room, sense who the people are across from us, and be able to tell if they mean us harm or not. And we don't have to wait till things get terrible physically in order for it to be valid for us to acknowledge it. And that's really where I felt, is I didn't feel like I could acknowledge something was hard if it was just emotionally difficult for me, or I felt like the situation with this guy being in this room when lights were off and it was dark, that this was creeping me out, that wasn't okay for me to be creeped out because he didn't actually ever touch me. But that is a creepy situation, and you don't need physical touch to know that. So anyways, long story short, I feel like I keep like spinning in circles, and I want to be clear with what each part is. Basically, the breakthrough there was realizing that my body no longer has to be on extreme alert to know if a boundary is being crossed, which has put my physical sensations to rest so much. And I've been able to just breathe so much better and just be in a crowd of people without overthinking things so much and just feeling like I'm on edge. And it's kind of turned on my emotional internal compass of how to tell if I feel comfortable with something. And if somebody says this is totally safe, this is totally fine, I'm going to do these things, and I don't feel comfortable with it, then it's enough to say no. It's enough for me to know what I feel like. And that's the real beauty, like knowing that part of yourself, validating that part of yourself, and being willing to stand up for that part of yourself helps you to heal in ways that I have longed for. And now it's part of my life, and it's been so great. The next part is, okay, we talked about different opportunities, and then we talked a lot about sexual intimacy and how the benefits of just having a good sex life. And this is one thing that I think is both intriguing, like I learned a ton, but it was also interesting to see the different paths that people can take for me and my husband, where we were in life and our beliefs and who we were at the beginning of our marriage, as opposed to who we are now. I never would have in a million years been able to even be okay sitting in the room hearing somebody talk about sex. Like, that would have been so triggering, so hard. I would have walked away feeling like the worst person on the planet. I would have felt icky for months. And like that wasn't even an option for me. He shared a lot of how when people can generate a good sex life, that they're able to carry that energy and that momentum into other parts of their life, which is totally true. But something that I realized for me was it doesn't have to necessarily be that pathway. Because for me and my husband, we needed a lot of trust and a lot of verbal communication before sex was ever even on the table. Not that we didn't have sex, but it was very far in between. And it was very stressful and for me. And then it ended up being stressful for him too, because he was worried about how he'd make me feel. And there's a lot to it. But we weren't able to start with sex. We weren't able to start like, okay, this is where we're going to ask for people's help with. This is where we're going to talk with counselors with, because neither one of us felt like that was okay to really talk about out loud. So our journey was that we started with parenting. We started with how do we just interact with our kids and help make sure that they have the emotional health that they need in their lives, and they're confident, capable human beings that thrive in their own skins. And how do we make sure that we're creating a home that they always want to return to, that they love it here? And it was going through that has provided so much healing that now we're finally to the point that we're fine-tuning other areas of our life. But before ever working with Doug, the sex part of our life has been incredible. So I just wanted to put that in there, that your journey can look totally different. If sex isn't a huge issue to you, awesome, fantastic. He still has so many other areas that he can help with. But if that is like one of the main sore spots, you will be amazed by all the things that he could teach you and help you with. But also don't feel ashamed if that's not the place that you can start. If that is a sore spot, but you need to start from a different angle, then that's okay. Work where you're comfortable, work where you can, and eventually it will flow into the other areas of your life where you can talk about those things that are harder for you. So one of the last thoughts that I had near the end of our therapy session was just this feeling that this is going to take a long time, that this is going, how many more sessions do I need to do? And how much longer will I have to endure this? And as soon as I had that thought of this is going to take forever, I started doing this like check in my head of like, wait a second, why is this going to take, what's taking forever? And I started pulling up my mental list of the kind of person that I want to be, what I want to feel like, who I want to become, and the results I want in my life. And as I pulled that up, I noticed that right there in that moment, sitting in that room with my husband and Doug there, I was being that person. I was already to that part, and I felt totally capable, emotional healing, tons of emotional healing, and so many things that I was able to learn and feel confident and speak for myself, that it hit me that from here on, it's not a matter of how long will it take for me to finally be a wholesome, good working person, but it's how awesome I'm finally here. And now I get to work with people that can help me stay strong every day and stay this incredible person every day, instead of falling back into these huge slumps where I fall into old patterns again, but to stay on this road of internal healing and growth and capacity. And one of the things that Doug said that kind of triggered all of that was he said that my brain is already working great, that I have an amazing intellect that's already supported me, and my body is already working great. And as he kind of went into like the different things that he saw as to how and why, that was, it just kind of hit me that my body really is doing a great job at healing, at processing, at moving forward in life. And I think it's so good for us to realize as we're along this healing journey to realize just how much we are fantastically incredible people to have lived through some hard, damaging stuff, and we're still here, and we're still doing it, and we're being patient with ourselves, we're enduring, and the patience part is what brings the real joy. If you think about any other area of life with working out, for example, if you wanted to become a marathon runner, and you were excited about it and you wanted it, and it was like, yes, this is what I want to do. And then you went running one day and you were like, okay, why can't I run the whole marathon? Why can't I go 25 miles? Why was this so hard? You lose out, you miss out on the joy if you give up right then. But if you keep going, if you keep trying every single day and you're patient with your body and you understand that there's growth and there's time and there's effort needed, then by the time you actually run that marathon and run that huge race or run 25 miles, like whatever your goal was, you finally get to this point that you have access to that joy and that accomplishment and that confidence because you put in the work. And I think that was something that I really needed to hear is we as people, we want the results right away, but if we those results aren't even enduring, they're not satisfying if we don't have the journey, if we don't have to have the patience of putting in the work, because then there's not the full effect. And so that was really cool. And that was just another aha of being able to work with Doug, of feeling like being in a room with people that want the best for me, that have insights that I need to hear. It's a game changer. So that was my takeaways so far. Afterwards, when we got back to the car and me and my husband were sitting there, we did feel very like just there was a lot of information and a lot of stuff to kind of shift through and work through and just think about, but it was all very good. It was all helpful and hopeful, and it fueled us. It didn't drain our energy. Some of the physical results that I've been experiencing is I have had way more energy than I have had in a long time. Like it's been a good, I want to say about 8 years. No, probably even closer to 9, almost 10-ish years before I've had, since I've had this much energy. And it's still coming and it's still growing. And I'm trying to remember, don't push myself too hard, be patient, let it come on its own. But I've been able to wake up at 6 every day. I've been able to start working out. I don't work out every day yet. But I'm getting there, and it feels exciting to my body. When before, when I would try to force myself to work out, it felt just like another weight I was trying to carry, and I was too tired and too worn out and too fatigued mentally and physically to even bother. And it was just, it was so, it felt degrading to even try to exert that much energy. And now I have woken up several times before my alarm goes off and I'm ready to go. And I have this boost in my life. And so that's been really fun. That's also enabled me to just have more time in the mornings before my kids wake up. And that is also, that's always nice. It's always a wonderful thing. It's something that I used to be able to do and haven't been able to for a really long time. And so that's been exciting. Another change that I've been noticing is me and my husband both have felt this shift together. So my husband went with me to this session and we kind of felt the shift together. So we've kind of changed just nutrition and just the movement in our life feels more in unison, more congruent, and we did really good job with where we were, and we reached goals that we wanted to reach in every area of our life. And now it kind of finally feels like it's time to take the next step. And it's really good to have the energy, at least back a little bit, to finally start to be able to do that. And it's still coming. There's, I think it was probably twice since then that I've needed a nap. And that was great. I took a nap and I woke up and I was ready to go. But usually every day I have to sleep in, I wake up tired, I get to about one and I have to sleep, take another nap at least an hour long, and then get to bed early. But ever since the session, I've just felt more emotional stamina. And that really has had a dramatic effect on my physical stamina as well, where I've had more energy and I have absolutely loved it. So we'll see. We'll see if it's like the peak and then I go back down. I don't know what will happen. But even if it was just for a few days, just to give, like, my body's kind of giving me a taste of this is what's possible. This can be yours all the time. Just keep going down this road. I'll take it. I will definitely take it. And I'm excited that you're here on this journey with me. We're learning together. We're seeing what's happening and allowing our bodies to heal in its own space, its own time, in its own way. And it doesn't have to look a specific way for it to be huge and beneficial progress. And that is everything that I have with you for today. And thank you again for joining me, and we will see you next time. Thank you again for being a part of our podcast family and for the difference you are making right now in the world and in the walls of your own home. If you're wanting to support parents everywhere, you can do that by leaving a rate and review. This helps so many find connection and answers they are searching for. Also, don't forget to go to wandahoward.com and get your own free parenting blueprint. I love you all, and we will see you next time.